Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Tree with Angel Coaches. And so welcome to the show. And I know that I sent an email out a little bit earlier, and it was all about angelic messages for people. So if you have a question about a relationship, or you've got life circumstance or life choice going on, or career prosperity or prosperity in your business, just call in and ask a question. If I don't get any calls that, or I've got people that are logged on, but you have to, I think, press 1 to ask a question. So if you want to ask a question and get an angelic message, just hit 1 on your phone and we'll go from there. people are asking me all the time, is there angels that help me with my relationship? And, you know, and so I wanted to do it a little different and give you an angel that will help you. And as I said, if you want to ask a question, because I see you guys logging on, then hit 1 and I'll call on you. But a wonderful angel that that I think is amazing to work with is Archangel Haniel and also Archangel Shamuel for your relationship. And let me explain why. Haniel is wonderful because she helps you manifest and make things happen, and she also helps you with your clairvoyance. So let's say that you want to see something, and you want to know something about your mate or about your relationship, then you can ask her to help you see it clearly and to develop your clairvoyant vision or your clairaudience or, you know, whatever, your ability to sense things. So I instead of just saying, hey, who's an angel that can help me with my relationship, I want to give you something specific there. So she shows up today when I was meditating. She goes, please let them know that that I'm here to help them with their relationship, not only challenges, but insight. If you're wanting to do something, you know, take your relationship to a new level, she can help you. Archangel Shamuel is wonderful. He's very good at bringing soulmates together. Okay, so if you want to know if this is a person is a soulmate of yours, and that you should be together, ask Archangel Shamuel to do that. But let's take it to another level too, as well. There are 3 types of soulmates: karmic soulmates. There are karmic soulmates, companion soulmates, and twin flame and twin soul. So what's the difference, right? So you want to be really clear. So when you're asking him and Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Haniel to help you, say, ask what kind of relationship, soulmate relationship is it? One of those 3, karmic, twin flame, twin soul, and our companion. A companion soulmate is my favorite. It means it's a soulmate relationship, and it can be between a husband, wife, a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, mate. It can be between friends, sister, brother, but it's a relationship that is really loving, and they're usually here to help support you in your life, in doing your life purpose, and you help them with theirs. A companion, a karmic soulmate is one that, let's say you have some karma between you two, that is one that you can, that is, maybe you didn't finish what you had to do in the last lifetime. So a karmic soulmate, excuse me, is one that you came this lifetime to fulfill that karmic, you know, to straighten out the karmic balance between you two. A lot of times, I know a friend of mine, she figured out that her and her husband had a karmic relationship, and once she said, when I just asked for it to be balanced into, so we wouldn't have to go through this again, she goes, our relationship changed, and we became companion soulmates and had a beautiful relationship. So, anyway, that's something there that you can have and do. And then you have also, what you have is you have the twin flame, twin soul. And people get really lost in, oh, that sounds so beautiful, that's what I want to find. It can be the most challenging, though. You have to grow into that one. And if it shows up for you in a particular lifetime, you may not be ready for it, and it can be such a challenge, okay? Personally, I like the companion soulmate the best, because they provide the most joy for you. Not that the twin flame can't, but sometimes it takes work, okay? So if you want to ask a question, all you need to do is hit 1, and then we'll take your question, okay? So those are the 3. That's the Archangel Haniel And I think Donna and I, she was, we're teaching new angel coaches to be angel coaches, and she and I were doing a session together with someone, and she's the one that actually brought that up. And Archangel Haniel says, yeah, you tell those people that are listening in tonight, I'm saying it in a way that I, you know, that'll make you, hopefully you'll enjoy, that I will help them with their clairvoyant visions so that they can tap into me and find out what they need to know about this relationship. And one of the first questions, you guys, is I would want to know, is it a karmic? Is it a twin flame, twin soul, or is it a companion? And don't get lost in the fact, oh, it's a twin flame, twin soul, because they can be the most challenging, okay? And they also can be one of the most beautiful relationships. But the best relationship of all is when you're concentrating on your higher power, call it God, Buddha, and you guys are both doing that and getting caught in the romance. Not that romance is not good, but the romance of it all, because romance will let you down. But when you really focus on your inner power, your higher power, and both of you guys are doing that, man, you can create an amazing relationship. Okay, so I've got somebody's got a question here, so let me answer that question. Hello.
Hi, Cherie. It's Amy.
Hey, Miss Amy. Cherie. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I'm wanting to hear from my angels.
Okay. I'm going to say this because I'm not sure who's all listening in. Okay, so you're on the right path. Follow your messages. It's all going to work out. Okay. Haniel's with you. Ask to be able to see what you need to see. Okay. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm just getting a little confused. Yeah, I'm just getting a little confused.
I know you are. Trust in the messages that you're getting. But you're getting the right ones. And one of the messages here is that you have the faith, keep the faith. Don't worry. The worst it's ever going to be is right now. After this moment in time, it's going to get better. Okay. But don't make any, just meditate. Don't make any decisions until you meditate and you're really sure and clear about it. And at the, in the next, probably, I think 30, 60 days, it's going to look a lot different and you're going to have a lot more peace. Okay. All right, so just to give you a heads up. And you are loved by everybody you want to be loved by, okay? Do you understand that message? Because I'm not sure if it's okay how much you say on this phone call. But you're loved by everybody.
It's okay.
Okay. You know what? You have two people that really love you, okay? And how sweet is that to be loved by two people, all right? So they both love you, just to let you know, okay? So, you know, just... trust in that. We're showing the right choice for you. Okay? Have you made your choice yet?
I thought I did. But
okay.
I'm not getting any response. Yeah, and anything back.
Confirmation.
From him. So, yeah, confirmation. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, remember, it's not about your time. It's about the right time for him and you and everybody. It's a concern in this. So just trust that the timing, to say, hey, make sure it's in divine and perfect timing and help me be comfortable with that. Or thank you for helping me be comfortable with that. Amy, I promise you everything will happen in divine and perfect timing. One of the things, though, is like, well, it's not happening yet. It's just not time. Okay, do you understand? So just, you know, give it a little bit more time and trust in that, okay? That's a big message. And I hate when I get those messages for myself. But, yeah, you know, right? And really know and trust that that's what you really want, okay? And be okay with that, okay? And I told you, too, and this is something I got the other day when I was talking to you, is I thought that you needed about 30 days to really be with yourself. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? And taking a break and figuring it out. So that's what I'm getting now, too, as well. Okay? So you need this time for you, all right, to make sure that you know what, that you're doing everything, not to make sure about your choice, just to make sure about everything, okay? And sometimes there's a reason why things have to take a little bit longer. Does that make sense?
Good deal. I'm also happy.
So you're gonna be here.
Too. I'm happy.
Are you? Good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I realized, you know, I was telling someone this today, is to be really, really happy. We think that if, you know, I would like prosperity or I like a boyfriend, girlfriend, a mate, And sometimes, or I'd like more money, right? How many of us have you ever asked for more money? I'd like more money, right? And I was telling this to a friend of mine today, that when we're looking to manifest this, these things and asking the angels' help, sometimes it's not about asking for more money, okay, or asking for more love or great love. It's asking to be peaceful and happy and having a peaceful, happy, great life, okay? Because when you do that, you know you're going to have money and you're going to have the right mate. So make sure you ask that, okay? Does that make sense to you at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
right?
I mean, kind of. What I've been going through for a while now, kind of. You know, but I am happy and I am at peace where I'm at, and my husband's doing a lot better and things seem to be going good.
Ah, good deal. I'm super excited for you guys. Okay, for you both. Whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's going to look, everything's going to fall into place in the next 30, 60 days too, where you know everything is perfect. Okay. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
The choices that you made. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Thank you for calling. And just remember, ask for happiness, joy, love, and peace. Because if you've got peace and quiet, what is that? My friend told me this. He goes, I always ask for peace and quiet. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. He said, give me a little peace and I'll be quiet. But he's so funny. You know who he is, but he's been on the show before. He's a character. But just ask for being peace and joy and love, okay, and divine and perfect timing. I promise you it's going to be it'll be better than you ever thought, okay? So
okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my dear. And you're on your
Thank
path.
You.
Hey, listen, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You and I did a reading. We did, what was the kind of reading we did? Because I'm being asked to ask you about that now. Come on. Remember we did an Akashic Record reading. Did you like
yep.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk about it a little bit. Is it okay if I ask you about that now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why did you like it?
It
makes things, it puts things in perspective and it makes more sense out of things.
Okay.
What's that?
Go ahead. I said, did you get clarity out of it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got clarity out of it. It helps you make sense of things that you normally would have no clue what or why things are happening. Very,
right.
A lot of clarity, and it helps making decisions, and it just helps to know. I'm glad I had the reading. I'm very glad. I would recommend anyone that, you know, that needs clarity or is confused or lost to get one, because I'll tell you, it really is, it's overwhelming and it's 100% accurate. I mean, it's nailed the nail on the head more perfect. And I'm glad
That's
I did
wonderful.
It.
Yeah, and you guys who are listening or who will download it later, Amy is super, super intuitive psychic herself, and so we had the reading, and then the day before that we did it, or the night before, she had a dream, and I told her things that she had heard in her dream. I told her in our session together. So I love the Akashic Records because we understand the choices that we've made in the past. We understand the choices and why we're here now with certain that we're dealing with now, and then we know that certain choices that we make in the future, you know, or in the now that we're living in, what will happen. So powerful, 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 powerful. I remember the first
mm-hmm.
time I had my first Akashic reading. I was like, well, my goodness, you know. But it gave me a lot of clarity, like you said. So, but I thought
well,
it was
like
cool
you
that
said
you actually go ahead.
I dreamed what you told me the night before. That was
oh, man,
miraculous.
Well, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, so you know you're right. I mean, when I'm dreaming it the night before you tell me, then you know that it's supposed to happen and it's what you're supposed to hear. And, I mean,
yeah.
you know that
it's the right
it's
thing.
What you need to
yeah.
hear. It's the right thing, yeah.
Well, Amy is amazing and just beautiful, and she's going to be a new angel coach herself and going through a lot of transition. And I think that when the angels have always told me a lot of growth, a lot of transition, and that's when things happen. So, anyway, when you're going through transition and you're going through difficulties, that's when big change happens. Anyway, I'd love to talk to you more, but I'm privately too as well. But thank
mm-hmm.
you for calling in. All right,
thank
my love.
You,
take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Anyway, Okay. Yeah, she's an amazing young woman here, and she's a mom and's got children, and the new coach. And so another question here. Let's see. Hi, it's Therese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, it's Therese.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hello? Can you hear
Karen?
Me? Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Hi. Good. Talk to me. What kind
I'm
of question
gonna echo.
Do you have?
I had a question about guardian angels. I asked to speak to see my guardian angel, and then I got out the shower, and there was an M and a 1 on my shower, on the window. I mean, mirror in the shower. So I cleaned it, and then 2 days later, it was there again. And then I cleaned it again, and then I'm driving in the car, and behind me, the license plate says M1. I was just wondering if that was, like, my guardian angel, or what that,
okay,
could that possibly be?
Okay, so you, what are you going through in your life right now, too, as well? Are you going through some changes, like?
Just got out of a bad breakup. A bad relationship.
Challenges in your relationship. Okay, because it feels, I'm going to give you what I get. First of all, I feel Archangel Shamuel with you, who's all about, is all about helping you and in relationships. I also get the letter M is the initial of your guardian angel, who is personal to you. You're the one that the angel is personal to. Okay, so, and that's what I'm getting. Have you asked for a name?
I did.
What did you get?
That's the only thing I got was M and then the number 1 on my mirror in the bathroom.
Well, what I feel is like the name of your personal guardian angel is Mary. And I'm also asking if that's the ascended master with you too as well, because Mary is an ascended master. So you have a guardian angel. She calls herself Mary. You can call her whatever you'd like. And then she likes how that sounds. The one is because she's specific to you. You are the one she works with. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I feel is that you have also an ascended master with you, Mary. Some people say she's the mother of Jesus, the earth mother of Jesus. I think she's just a beautiful ascended master who's amazing and is the mother of Jesus, if that's what you believe. But the most important thing with her is that she's saying, you have a great miracle coming for you, okay? And I'm trying to find out what it is, but it feels like that it's your spiritual work that you're supposed to do. Have you started really working with your doing your spiritual stuff, what you're here to do, your soul's purposes?
I don't believe so.
Well, if it's okay, may I give you the message that I'm getting, if you're cool with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Here's what I'm getting, that you are a teacher and a healer. There's also, do you draw, or there's art around you? Who does the art? Is that you or somebody else?
No, don't know who that could be. My uncle, but he just passed away. He was he's a great artist.
Okay, he's with you then, because he's working with you too as well. So you have somebody from the other side that's your uncle, because I'm just seeing all these beautiful pictures. I was like, is that you or somebody around you who's an artist? So he's working with you. I'm sorry. So, because I'm going really fast. I want to give you as much as I can. You're a teacher and a healer, and you have a great gift. It feels like your gift is in your hands as well as in your writing. The artist, your uncle, the artist, is helping you too as well. You have Archangel Shamuel. You have your own personal guardian angel, Mary. She says, my name is Mary. You can call me whatever you want. She's specifically for you, the one for you, so she's telling me. And then you have the Ascended Master, Mary, is working with you too. There's a lot of stuff with that. I would love to get into detail with you. You can, if you want, you can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and send me a comment there. Or you can, I'll give you my phone number, give me a call and we'll talk, or, you know, if you feel comfortable with that, and I'll get into a lot more detail with you, because you have a soul agreement here that you're here to do work and you're here to get your work out there. You have a great gift in your hands, Karen. Okay, I'm just telling you, that's what I see. All right, so you touch people with your hands, your heart, and your voice. So that's a good thing. Don't get much sweeter than that. But here's my number. Have you got a pen and paper? So,
I do.
And you'll be able to make money. Okay. You'll be like, how do you do this and make money? Yeah, right. So 9-5, yeah, right? It's like I see this great gift to read, I get it. But what am I here to do? How am I gonna make money with it? You will make money with it, okay? So support yourself and live in prosperity with the law of attraction. But my number is 954-636-9401. Okay. I also feel 954-636-9401. You're up in the Northeast, right?
Yeah.
Northeast area. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have had some brutal weather up there. Do you meditate?
I try, but I can't keep my mind quiet.
Yeah, I tell you what, and that's a challenge for a lot of people, mm-hmm. because that's something that I'd love to chat with you about, and because meditation will really help you. But sometimes, you know, people give you these meditations. I don't know if you guys are like this, whoever's listening or download it later. But, boy, you get a long meditation, and it's just so hard to pay attention, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I hear you. We have a couple of coaches here that really talk about visualization, and sometimes it's a little bit easier, you know, you need to visualize. And sometimes just taking a few deep breaths will help you will help with your meditation as well. But give me a call if you have some time tomorrow. Touch base with me, and then I'll give you some more stuff to talk about and chat about. But you are a great healer. You help people heal themselves. You're a great teacher, and you have a great gift in your hands. And that little uncle of yours, I say little because I'm from the South, that uncle of yours, he just showed me all these pictures, so he's with you. Okay?
Oh, cool.
It was like, wow.
Thank you.
Yes. You bet. It's good to know that life is never, we never leave. We never die. We just go to a whole new level. So he's
right
there with your, and tell your family because he says make sure you tell everybody. So it's all good. So when's your birthday?
July 18th.
Okay, because they're saying that your angels are talking about your birthday. Something right around your birthday is going to happen in your, just to let give you a heads up, happen for you, with you, that's going to really put you on your path even more. There are certain things that happen that put you on your path, and that's one of the things, Karen, that's going to happen for you right around your birthday. So it's a birthday present from your angels. So just let
cool.
you know, okay? Yeah,
thank
that'd be,
you.
Too. You bet. My daughter's is July 16th, so anyway.
Oh, cool. You,
yeah, you bet. I love you guys. You little cancers, you guys are great with family and really taking care of people. So anyway, in a cool way, showing them how to take care of themselves. So that's a good thing about little cancers. All right, my dear, touch base with me if you have time tomorrow, and we'll go from there. But you are amazing. And what do you do for a living right now?
Insurance.
Insurance? Do you like it?
I work for an insurance company. It's a job.
Okay. Okay. I hear you. So you're ready for a change, aren't you?
I am.
I gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what. You've got some changes coming and some good stuff, and we've got some wonderful stuff here at Angel Coaches, and I'd love to share with you. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to listen. If you want to make more money, if you want prosperity, I'm going to talk about another angel. Do you know of any angel that you work with? I'm going to ask right now, who works with you with prosperity? Do you feel any angels around you with that?
No.
Okay, well, let me give you one. And Archangel Ariel is really good because she helps you manifest things and make them happen fast. You've got Mary, the Ascended Master, so there's another one for you, Archangel Ariel. She says, just call on me, and I'm saying this to anyone. Just call on her to ask her to help you with manifestation, miraculous manifestation. She also works with animals and the environment. So how cool is that? You get an angel that helps you with your animals or with animals, with the environment, and also helps you manifest miracles. So sometimes the miracle is just being happy the next day, right? You know? So you've got a couple of them there too as well. Anyway, I'm going to put you back on hold. I hope you stay on, and we will hopefully get a chance to talk to you tomorrow, and I'll introduce you to some cool people. So anyway, I gave you the relationship. I gave you one for actually prosperity and an archangel. And there's more there. And then I think everyone's favorite is Archangel Michael. I know that he's probably the he's like such a strong person strong angel. I'll never forget. I was having a really bad nightmare, and it was years ago. And Michael, I just called on him. I go, Archangel Michael, please come. And all of a sudden, I felt him swoop me up and bring me and bring you back in the, you know, in the now. So that's what Mercury does. He brings you back into the now. He protects you. He makes you, motivates you. And he also gives you clarity, too, as well, just to let you know. But if you're looking to get your mind, body, and spirit, you're a healer, you know, like Karen is right there, and Donna and a few others that I see on here, or Amy, Michael will help you get your physical body really strong and ready, because when you start working with energy like this, then, you know, it really can be affect your physical body. So you want to make sure that you take care of yourself, and he can help you with motivation and guiding you in the best way to protect you in your physical body so you can be the best you can and enjoy a great life in the process of being the teacher and healer that a lot of you guys are. So that's a couple of things there with prosperity, relationship, health, and also, as I said, Archangel Ariel is great for miracles. So is Mary, which we gave to the young lady that just talked to me. And she's an ascended master that works with everyone. All you have to do is ask. So one of the things that I did is a little story for you. I was in the process of moving. I'll never forget, Lakshmi showed up and Mary showed up driving was in the front seat of my car with me in my dream state. And she goes, I'm helping you and I'm with you. And because it was really, you know, when you have to move sometimes and you have to move quickly, and I only had like 30, 45 days to move, you know, money can be a challenge, right? Because it's get first, last, and security and all this. And this was back in 2008, I believe. And she really helped me, provided it with me, and I got all the money together and all the place together and everything in a very short period of time. So, and I'll never forget feeling her and then seeing her, she, most beautiful, gentle spirit, sitting beside me in my car seat. And, you know, when you have a dream about a car, you have a vision of a car, that is really about you. You know, a car represents you, who you are in the physical world. So those are a couple things there that you can do, work with the angels. And life choices, I'm going to tell you something. Any of the archangels are great for life choices in helping you choose the right one. All you have to do is ask and call out for them. And they're there. Archangel Haniel, one quick note to you guys, is that she really works well with moon energy, so remember that too as well. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight, and I've enjoyed chatting with all you guys. You guys are wonderful, and we have more people with more questions, but I know it's getting kind of late, and my phone's letting me know that it's going to run out of juice in just a bit. So you can go to our website, angelcoaches.org, and send me an email. You can call me, 954-636-9401, and to schedule a session. And you can also go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and make a comment and what you'd like to hear more about, or if you have a comment about the show tonight, we'd love to hear what you have to say because your thoughts and your ideas are important. blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. too as well. So if you can, you want to talk to us, radio.com/angelcoaches, follow our show. I love Block Talk because they send you so many cool things. When you start following one show, you get all these gifts and thoughts and ideas. And when people are doing certain things that are free, I love free. You know what I mean? So, and they're such wonderful things that they do for us on Block Talk. So follow our show. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Thank you guys for calling in. Our next show is going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m., and it's all about the mind, body, and spirit. And I appreciate you guys and everything that you do and support us with your thoughts and your call in and following our show. And everybody have a great now. Bye-bye.